Great to visit with Pro Bowl defensive end Carlos Dunlap. One of the biggest things that stands out about the team this year is just how much younger you guys got. I mean, you strike me as a young guy still, but you're one of the older vets on this team.
Absolutely. They've seen the history. A lot of young guys can come in and play quality snaps early. They got the recipe, you know, kind of started with me and Gino. They did some great things our rookie year. Me personally, I was able to get the rookie sack record. Now we got about three guys trying to go after that. You know, Carl Lawson, Jordan, both those guys going to try to, you know, accomplish that as well. And the coaches are giving them a nod. And you also see what happened with Nick Vigil last year. Got quality snaps out of him. So that's why you see the linebacker group kept a lot of young guys who were making plays all preseason.
You mentioned Lawson, you mentioned Willis, and then Chris Smith to boot. You have three guys that are just about the same body type. You know, get that real quick first step, that edge stuff. But Paul Gunther, you know, he's kind of the mad chemist. He can concoct all these different blitz packages with these guys to go with you and Gino. I mean, that, as a former lineman, come up there, look around like, whoa. I mean, that's tough to handle.
Absolutely. PG, he does a great job of putting players in position to utilize their strength. And right now, we got a lot of guys who can get after the quarterback, whether what size they are, 6'8". You know, 5'11 like Gino, or 6'1 like Carl Lawson and Jordan, you know. They can get after the quarterback, quite frankly. You've seen that. That's all you've seen of them, getting after the quarterback. Seen a lot of hits, especially Chris Smith in the preseason that he had. That's what we look forward to seeing translate into this season when we get these real live snaps going.
Last year, and you're a leader of this football team at this stage of your career for sure, and definitely a leader of the defensive football team. Last year, the defense got off to a slow start, you know, the first half of the season. Too many big plays. Guys, there were some breakdowns. But the second half of the season, third in the NFL in points allowed, you guys are one of the best defenses in the league. How do you help make sure that you get off to a fast start and don't have to transition to a better start?
Acknowledging just that, what we did last year, because that, quite frankly, did happen. So, you know, the best way to learn from your mistakes is to acknowledge what happened and what the effect of them were, and we saw what happened early on in the season, and here we are, second half of the season, playing, you know, lights out, but here it is, low-key, a little bit too late. So, you know, we did a lot of studying of that during the off season, because that's what you do, you study yourselves, and you learn from yourselves and the mistakes that you make, and then you just want to clean up those things along the way. So we had these young guys that give us the extra jolt earlier, and they're going to make a lot of those wild plays that everybody wants to see, whether it's on defense or running that 4-2-2 on offense, you know.
Carlos, stay healthy. Have a great year.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, that's Carlos Dunlap.